Nolte, May ratings collapse, Fox loses third of viewers without Tucker Carlson. By John Nolte on June 1, 2023. May was the Fox News Channel's first full month without Tucker Carlson and it cost them 32% of primetime viewers. Cuck News dropped Tucker Carlson's primetime show in late April. To keep Carlson silent, he is still technically employed by the Fox fascists. But without Tucker Carlson tonight in its primetime lineup, the once mighty and invincible Fox News primetime schedule only barely beat far-left MSNBC last month. Throughout April, Cuck News averaged 2.072 million primetime viewers. But in May, the Tucker-less Cuck News's average primetime viewership collapsed to just 1.417 million. Even worse for the kooktards who run Cuck News, in the 25-54 age demo that sets advertising rates, Fox News primetime lost a whopping 44% of demo viewers compared to the previous month, 135,000 in May compared to 240,000 in April. Fox News is facing a serious crisis. Dropping Carlson has created what is shaping up to be a long-term ratings collapse due to what I would call a viewer rebellion. Fox News saw substantial audience drop-off in primetime with Carlson now out of the equation. The network dropped minus 32% in average total primetime viewers and minus 44% in the A25-54 demo, as well as minus 16% in total day viewers, and minus 22% in the total day A25-54 demo versus the previous month. The year-over-year ratings trend is quite poor as well. Fox News shed minus 25% in total day viewers, minus 45% in total day demo, minus 38% in total primetime viewers and minus 62% in the primetime demo versus May 2022. With alternatives to Fox, like OWN, Newsmax, and the pleasures that come with not watching the toxic bilge that is cable news at all, former Cuck News viewers appear to have finally had enough stabs in the back. Over the past few years, Fox News has lied to viewers, released a countless number of rigged polls, interfered in a presidential election, rigged a presidential debate, treated a proven liar like Christine Blasey Ford seriously, and even took seriously the ludicrous on its face fairy tale that Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the presidential limo and then attempted to assault a Secret Service agent. In April, with Tucker still in the primetime lineup, Fox brutalized its closest competitor, MSNBC, by 752,000 viewers, 2.072 million to 1.320 million. Without Carlson, Fox topped MSNBC in May by only 257,000 viewers, 1.417 million to 1.160 million. My guess is that if MSNBC had Rachel Maddow in the anchor chair 5 days a week instead of just one, MSNBC would have topped Cuck News. There's even better news. CNN's average total primetime viewership dropped below 500,000 in May. This far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence attracted only 494,000 average primetime viewers. As bad as April was for these serial liars, May was worse, 494,000 in May compared to 587,000 in April. Fox likely figured it could drop Tucker Carlson and weather the storm. For years, Fox has taken its viewers for granted, and for good reason. No outrage, lie, or betrayal dented the outlet's ratings. Hopefully, those days are over for Fox. There are still some good people at Fox News, but just like there are some good public school teachers, the institution itself is total garbage. If Carlson is able to escape his contract and launch a primetime show on Twitter, it's pretty easy to see Fox News losing enough viewers to lose the top ratings spot to MSNBC. I tell ya, few things are as satisfying as watching these despicable outlets get what's coming to them. In the case of Cuck News, a reckoning is long overdue. In the case of NLAL, it's exactly what it deserves to be, a nonentity and national punchline. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.